amazing love. Do you know that God loves you, that He has a special plan for your life through His Word and by His Spirit? This program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
The Father's love. God loved us so much that He sent His Son. And that love is truly amazing, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be willing to lay His life down for you and for me that we might have eternal life. There is only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. Jesus tells us that if we see Him, we see the Father. Not by works are we saved, not by our own righteousness, but by the grace of God. Reading from Galatians, first chapter, sixth verse. I am amazed that you are turning away so soon from God, who in His love and mercy invited you to share the eternal life He gives through Christ. You are already following a different way to heaven, which really doesn't go to heaven at all. For there is no other way than the one we showed you. You are being fooled by those who twist and change the truth concerning Christ. Let God's curses fall on anyone, including myself, who preaches any other way to be saved than the one we told you about. Yes, if an angel comes from heaven and preaches any other message, let him be forever cursed. I will say it again. If anyone preaches any other gospel than the one you welcomed, let God's curses fall upon him. We are saved by grace through faith, lest any man should boast. We cannot earn our salvation. We cannot be good enough. Oh, how we try to be good enough as children. How we need to be encouraged by our parents, and we as parents need to encourage our children. But we learn many times conditional love, that if our behavior is good and we do what we're supposed to do, then we are loved. And just the opposite, that if we do not perform, that if we do not clean our rooms, take out the trash, get good marks, there are some parents, or even ourselves, who would make and allow our children to feel rejected because we did not perform to a certain standard. And so growing up, we learn conditional love. God's love is unconditional. His arms are open wide. We cannot earn salvation. We do not deserve it. But through God's amazing grace and the door He has opened through believing in His Son, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Confession is made unto salvation. To speak about that salvation, to believe that it was done for you. That when Jesus Christ died on the cross, He took all your sins. Every sin that you have ever committed or will commit, He took them to the cross. And as you accept that reality of His divine intervention, His blood sacrifice for you, we enter into salvation, redemption, sanctification, as we give our lives completely to the King of Kings. Many times we know this when we're young Christians, but as time goes on, for some reason we get caught up in trying to earn our salvation again. We leave the gospel that we knew and go under the law and back to works again, trying to perform for God's approval, just as we try to perform for our parents' approval, so we seek the Lord's. When we ask Him into our heart, we are already approved, and we make His sacrifice on the cross not really that important when we try to earn our way in to the kingdom of God, and not according to the word of God, but our own thinking or someone else's thinking. No one is good enough. So therefore, we can try by works and become very, very tired, or not doing the works and thinking we should, and feeling as a failure and not good enough. And then we go under guilt and condemnation, and we don't enter the rest that God has for us. Reading from the Hebrews, the 4th chapter, although God's promise still stands, His promise that all may enter His place of rest, we ought to tremble with fear because some of you may be on the verge of failing to get there at all. For this wonderful news, the message that God wants to save us, has been given to us just as it was to those who lived in the time of Moses. But it didn't do them any good because they didn't believe it. They didn't mix it with faith. For only we who believe God can enter into His place of rest. He has said, I have sworn in my anger that those who don't believe me will never get in. Even though He was ready and waiting for them since the world began, we know He is ready and willing because it is written that God rested on the seventh day of creation, having finished all that He had planned to make. Even so, they didn't get in, for God finally said, they shall never enter my rest. Yet the promise remains, and some get in, but not those who had the first chance, for they disobeyed God and failed to enter. But He has set another time for coming in, and that time is now. He announced this through King David, long years after man's first failure to enter, saying in the words already quoted, today when you hear Him calling, do not harden your hearts against Him. The new place of rest He is talking about does not mean the land of Israel that Joshua led them into. If that were what God meant, He would not have spoken long afterwards about today being the time to get in. So there is a full, complete rest still waiting for the people of God. Christ has already entered there. He is resting from His work, just as God did after the creation. Let us do our best to enter that place of rest too, being careful not to disobey God as the children of Israel did, thus failing to get in. The faith rest life. Knowing what really happened at the cross and believing that, exercising that faith, resting on the promises, not complaining and murmuring in our tent when things are not going well, but believing God. And because of Jesus, what He has done for us, we can come boldly before the throne of God to receive His mercy and to find the grace to help us in our time of need, not to get panicky. If there is a need, we can go to the Father. The Word tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication let our requests be known to God, and the peace that passes all understanding shall be ours in Christ Jesus. Not trying to work up faith, but believe God, for without faith it's impossible to please Him. Not a lot of activity trying to gain His approval. Not that we're lethargic, not that we're not doing what He wants us to do, but being motivated by the Spirit of God and not by our own mind that feels insecure, that's having an anxiety crisis, being tormented by fear. But out of our faith rest life can come the good works that the Lord has set up for us before the foundation of the world. Totally different perspective. Seeking to enter the presence of God. The cloud of His glory. Being empowered by His Spirit. And then doing the works of the kingdom. Your prayers, that he truly cares. The faith rests life. And what is faith? Hebrews 11. It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. Men of God in days of old were famous for their faith. By faith, by believing God, we know that the world and the stars, in fact, all things were made at God's command, and that they were all made from things that can't be seen. Faith is believing in that which is not seen. Entering into the presence of God, knowing that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, putting him first. And Father will reveal himself to his sons as we spend time waiting upon him, not running ahead, not working for approval, but in his presence, listening. So much of our time is spent talking, But Father God wants to talk to his children. And when we have the direction of the Holy Spirit, then we can go and do the works that will please the Father. Not gaining approval by our works, only from the obedience that follows the works. Not those ideas in our mind, but the direction that the Father will lead us. And because we listen, because we obey, the Word tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. And the grace of God will be there. We can enter His rest and be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. And regardless of what happens, we will know that God will be there for us. Not that at times it is not difficult when Father leads us, but He will carry us through as we lean upon Him, as we trust Him. The people of Israel trusted God and went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. But when the Egyptians chasing them tried it, they were all drowned. It was faith that brought the walls of Jericho come tumbling down after the people of Israel had walked around them for 7 days as God commanded them. By faith, because she believed in God and His power, Rahab, the harlot, did not die with all the others in her city, but when they refused to obey God, for she gave a friendly welcome to the spies. And we find in the lineage of Jesus, Rahab, by faith, to be a faith person. God doesn't care about your background. He doesn't care what sin you were in before you knew Him. He doesn't care what happened to your relatives and how you might be embarrassed by your family roots or your own. That God uses ordinary people, sometimes from dark backgrounds. And because of His blood, He washes us as white as snow. And He is glorified in the weak things of the world. And what He's waiting for is, yes, Lord. A heart submitted to Him, a heart yielded to Him. He uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. As we give ourselves completely to Him, spending time with Him, listening and obeying, not with our own ideas of how to please Him, but His ideas, being led by His Spirit. Those are the sons of God, those that are led by the Spirit of God. Oh, to be a son. Oh, God, open up my ears that I might hear the still small voice of God. We need to hear the still small voice. But to hear that, I have to be quiet. I have to enter into peace without striving. I have to be quiet. And it's so hard in this world. There are so many things pulling on us, emergencies. And, oh, Father, help me with my priorities, that I would put my relationship with You first. Not church, my personal relationship with God first. Spouse second, if you're married. Children third, if you have children. Job fourth. Oh, how we suffer for lack of knowledge. Life goes better with God. You don't have much time. Everyone's running around today. Give Him the first fruits of your life. I know as I spend time abiding in the vine, the fruit starts coming forth. His fruit, His love, His joy, His peace. And that overrides my natural personality, my natural ways. But His ways become my ways by spending time with Him. And that fruit you can take into your marriage relationship. You can take it to work with you. That fruit just doesn't exist in church. But wherever you go, the fruit that grows out of our relationship with God goes with us. It touches everyone we touch. We change by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we have so much more to give. And He gets the glory for that, because it's His life being lived out through me and you. It's His joy. It's His peace, His long-suffering, His patience.
Healing.
there is a peace that will pass all understanding as we spend time in His presence. Psalm 57, O God, have pity on me, for I am trusting You. I will hide beneath the shadow of Your wings until this storm is past. I will cry to the God of heaven who does such wonders for me. He will send down help from heaven to save me because of His love and His faithfulness. He will rescue me. Yes, He will. As I put my relationship with the Lord first in my life, not running ahead of Him, not lagging behind, resting in His presence, resting in His love, trusting Him that He will deliver me, that I can come boldly before His throne of grace because of what Jesus Christ did on Calvary, because of His love shed by His precious blood. I have and I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. My relationship with Him first, and believing that His word is true, that He is faithful, believing in that which is not seen, and acting on that, seeing through the eyes of faith, renewing my mind by the washing of the water, by the word of God, believing what His word says and not what I think, not based on my past experiences or what other people say, but what God's word is saying to me, empowered by His Holy Spirit, shutting out the many voices and abiding in the presence of God. Our lives will change through His amazing love. And oh, what miracles we will see.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.